On the 8th of June, a G8 demonstrator was found guilty of breach of the peace and fined £300 at Edinburgh Sheriff Court, despite numerous mistakes, contradictions and omissions in the identification evidence by the police witnesses. The demonstrator had been arrested after being penned into Canning Street in central Edinburgh for around 6 hours during the Carnival for Full Enjoyment. That was around the G8 summit in Gleneagles last year. Sheriff McCall stated that she believed that the two policemen giving evidence were credible witnesses, though no one could explain why not one frame of film shot by the countless police and media cameras present in that confined space had captured the accused charging the police lines, as described by Merseyside PCs Grant and Keith. Interestingly, the reason for the police tactics of mass detention on that day was openly stated. Both police witnesses said that the police had decided to cordon and detain the crowd of 200-plus demonstrators, not because of anything the demonstrators had done or were doing, but purely to stop them joining up with other groups of demonstrators in the city centre.
In a sign of increasing tensions between political leaders of Hamas and Fatah, 2,500 Al-Aqsa fighters were reorganized into a new Fatah security force in the West Bank city of Jenin on Saturday. The new force took to the streets wearing black shirts, carrying a picture of Yasser Arafat, and chanting slogans from the First Intifada. In the city of Jenin, the fighters were showered with candy by two local residents before Atta Abu Remeli gave a speech in which he warned of attempts by Hamas to undermine Fatah. This activation of a security force in Jenin comes just 18 days after Hamas created its security force in Gaza. No security force has ever been created parallel to the Palestine National Security Force in the West Bank, however, and its role here is a matter of some confusion. Atta Abu Remeli, the head of the new security force in Jenin, explains.
This force will not be a substitute for the police or any other system of the legal Palestinian National Authority. The security systems alone do their tasks, and yesterday as we positioned this force, we didn't perform any formal tasks on the streets at all. We did not stop cars or arrest any people. We are a force intended to assist the authority legal system whenever we are called for duty by the general commander of the Palestinian forces in Jenin or the police commander general. We will be soldiers who follow the orders of the police commander. We started talks with the President Mahmoud Abbas to enlist this force within the Palestinian police system.
Since the creation of the force on Saturday, the West Bank has already seen a parallel Fatah force created in Tulkarm. I asked Atta Abu Remeli if he thought this trend might lead to violence in the West Bank of the kind already experienced in Gaza.
We will not allow anyone to extend this crisis in Gaza Strip to the West Bank. We will prevent any organization, Hamas, Fatah, which we are members of, or any other organizations from causing trouble or crisis on the Palestinian street. The street cannot bear any more trouble. This force is not an alternative to the authority. This authority is the people's authority, and we do respect it and respect its legitimate institutions. We are in communication with the local leaders of Fatah and the West Bank to enable dispatching this force wherever there are attempts to make troubles or create illegal forces in the West Bank. Whenever they want to talk, they have to talk in one language and not claim that the force in Gaza is legal and this force in Jenin is illegal. We are a force that does not claim to be legal, but we will be legal as we become part of the Palestinian police. We are a force to assist the law, order and the national project of independence and national unity.
While both Hamas and Israel have expressed alarm at the creation of these forces, neither has released any public statements indicating that there will be any retaliation. What role these forces will come to play both in Palestinian politics and public life is a matter of some concern. Rassan Andoni, director of Birzeit University Public Relations Office and 2006 Nobel Peace Prize nominee, had this to say.
The main issue is the struggle between Hamas and Fatah, the display of power and force that both sides believe is needed at this point as the internal conflict is high. It has many different dimensions. To start with, I doubt that Hamas will be able to deploy any forces in the West Bank as opposed to Gaza, simply because that's just creating targets for Israeli forces. It's just probably out of question. There is another factor to that, which is probably as we lived for long periods of times where resistance groups have sort of recruited hundreds, if not thousands, of young people and armed them. And there have been always a dispute about how those young people should or should not be absorbed in the Palestinian Authority security forces. Also, the competition is around that, because probably some people think that by the move in Gaza, Hamas managed somehow to secure thousands of posts to its men in the PA security forces. And the issue of the armed young people in the West Bank have been standing without a solution for a long period of time, and there have been so many promises given to absorb those people into the security forces, but no action were taken. So also that is part of it, part of the... And probably this is the best solution of the problem. You need to somehow absorb those people into certain official systems, because otherwise you will continue having, you know, the major problem of the so-called wanted Palestinians by Israel, and this is the excuse that Israel uses in all the incursions it does in the different parts of the West Bank. But honestly speaking, I think the move is more political than security-oriented. It's a move to counteract against the move taken by Hamas, and I think that move by Hamas was wrong and shouldn't have happened, because it definitely escalated the situation. And I think the response to it is also wrong, because it complicates the situation and probably make it more possible to have a more severe violent internal clashes. And evidently Israel is interested in a clash, in a conflict. In the last 5-6 years, Israel was pushing hard to create conditions for a civil war in the Palestinian territories, under the context of, you know, duty to fight a quote terror, and therefore wanted the PA to take over actions against Palestinian resistance groups, and that failed. I mean, the PA never moved into that zone that's very dangerous to Palestinians. Right now, out of a serious conflict over authority and power, things are threatening to go to that direction. Now, Israel is definitely pleased. If Israel is playing any role in that practically, I'm not sure. I don't have information about it. But definitely Israel have the interest in that direction. And, you know, some people talk about how easy it is to get arms smuggled from Israel into the Palestinian occupied territories. And some are questioning whether Israel is blinding eye on that, because they believe that those weapons will be ultimately used in in internal Palestinian conflict and increase the crisis internally in Palestine. That's possible, but I think definitely what I can say is Israel has an interest in that, and it was a shown interest, it was a declared interest. But whether they have practical actions towards that direction or not right now, I think we need more information to be able to confirm.
From the West Bank city of Jenin, I'm Seth Borcello with the IMEMC.org in Palestine.
Now, we've just heard that report from Seth out in Palestine about the concerns that Palestinians have of fear of civil war between these two groups, Fatah and Hamas. And we've got Penny on the line. Penny, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well indeed. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So what about this point of friction between the different Palestinian groups?
There is friction here, and there is a power struggle, but it's really being pushed and stoked by outside agents. People on the ground here feel very suspicious about the struggle that's happening between Fatah and Hamas. An illustration of this, perhaps, is Congressman Mr. McCall of Texas and Mr. Crowley submitted a resolution which is condemning the persecution of Palestinian Christians by the Palestinian Authority. And they basically have put through this fictitious resolution that's completely untrue. They're saying things like that the Palestinian Authority are deliberately outlawing Christianity. They're saying things like the Palestinian Authority constitution adopts the principles of Islamic law, resulting in a judicial system that puts Christians at a disadvantage. And there's a long list of things which are just simply untrue. And it seems that everything that's happening in Israel right now is, and Palestine, is an attempt to get the West Bank. It's in all of Israel's interests that there should be civil war here. It's really being encouraged and pushed. It suits Israel perfectly.
Yeah, a kind of classic colonial divide and rule.
For sure. And, you know, Israel owes Palestine a huge amount of money in tax rebates, and is refusing to give this money back to the Palestinian Authority. And the Palestinian Authority have been unable to pay the salaries of their employees for the last 4 months. And there was just a protest at the Palestinian Legislative Council building in Ramallah, where the Palestinian Authority employees actually stormed their own parliament and jumped on tables and threw fires about, demanding to be paid. Now, if there was the violence that and the repression that the rest of the world is talking about, and there is infighting between militia, but if there was the violence that the Palestinian Authority is taking out against Palestinian people, then this protest would have been put down brutally. But instead, it was pretty much allowed to continue. Some of the members of parliament tried to block the demonstrators, but in the end, they left the building and left them alone in there till they went outside. So, and that's just happened. That's just happened at lunchtime today.
Yeah. Well, listen, Penny, thanks very much for that breaking news. We're going to have to leave it there. One, we've got a very packed show, and two, we've got a few technical problems on that signal. I apologise to listeners if you heard some nasty feedbacky stuff in the peak signals there. But, Penny, thanks very much, and good luck for the coming weeks, yeah?
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay, cheers. Bye.